band I've heard of. Thank you, Stiz.
Is this Finger 11?
Thank you.
You know what that means? Yo, wiener.
Come on. Don't corrupt my vision.
Wait, does it?
Yes, you see, on my hands are 10 fingers. Where's the 11th one? It's my dong.
Learn something new every day.
Still a banger.
It really figures for this song.
Good song. Good song.
Yep, yep.
Good gift by Milton Williams, by the way. Did you see this come through?
No, I did not.
So Milton Williams at Milton W underscore 12 on X.
By the way, real quick. I just have to, I have to plug something real quick. First of all, we are in the Catches Law injury attorney studio. No fee unless you win. And we have neglected to take any calls this show so
right,
far.
Right.
I have not given out the number, and it's on a big day because in just a couple of minutes, it's going to be A.J. Brown o'clock, and boys are going to suck if they don't announce that he's coming here because everyone's going to get, like, super nervous. And, boy, it would really, really stink if he wasn't, if he ended up not being a part of this team. I just, there's no reason they shouldn't announce it right at 4 o'clock other than to piss us off.
I think it would be, it behoove both teams to get it done right away. However, the Eagles don't have to trade him really until before week one.
3 months, baby.
Yeah.
You can sit on your hands. You can wait for other people to give you better offers.
Right, right.
I mean, and that was the fear. That was the fear that this could happen. And that's why I haven't been able to, like, really, despite Schefter saying, you're a dumbass
but
if you think that this isn't going out. You idiot. I mean, more. You know nothing about the
but
game.
But don't forget, we played last week, too. We played Ian Rappaport had a report at the end of last week saying that they're the two sides were far apart.
Yeah.
And that he could see it getting dragged on.
Don't you think that's Goodell's bidding? Just, hey, pump the brakes on this puppy here. Rap sheet. Get out there and tell everybody it's not done.
Jacina Anderson, who's got to be in a very tough position being a female insider right now,
yeah.
She reported the same thing as Ian Rappaport. That
could something go awry? Always.
Always. It always could. By the way, the number, let me give it to you because, as I said, we have not taken any calls. I have not endorsed calls. And to be honest, the call's been really good lately. 617-779-7937. You can also go to the Odyssey app, press that microphone, and leave us a take grenade. We play those in the 5 o'clock hour. Okay, I'm sorry. You were saying, Ken?
Well, Milt was teammates with A.J. Brown in
yes.
Philadelphia. So a simple gif, no wording, just Batman on a ledge with the lightning bolt from, I think that's the animated series, 1992. If the check was Shime or Keefe about that. But that's, I mean, it's, you know, there's the hero on the balcony.
But what would that mean if he's...
Well, you know, you're calling for the bat signal's out. You know, you're calling for the hero.
Was his nickname Batman?
I don't know. Is A.J. Brown any connection? But... it seems good to me. I like it. It's impending something.
Oh, maybe it's like we're watching, just like everybody. We're sitting here on the watch. Well, I do know that there were a lot of players who were interviewed about A.J. Brown, and they're not being shy or diplomatic about wanting him here. Because, you know, a lot of times they'll be like, well, you know, I don't really want to talk about somebody. I like the players on our team. I forget who it was, but it was a handful of players at that celebrity softball thing who were like, yeah, A.J. Brown, sure, that would be pretty cool to have him on the team.
Yep. I think Marcus Jones was one. They had a pretty good turnout, I would, you know, for off-season softball appearance. That gives me good vibes about just Drake May's popularity.
Yeah.
You know, which is not a surprise. He's the star quarterback, but still.
But still, it's pretty, I don't know, it's still impressive. I mean, they packed it out. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys came to support him. I mean, look, he's a budding superstar. I mean, he is at the beginning of what should be an incredible illustrious career, so I'm not surprised that he would get that kind of support. But
Will Campbell, Hunter Henry, Pop Douglas, Mac Hollins, Efton Chisholm, Romeo Doubs, Bryce Behringer, Ramondre Spillane, Jared Wilson, Tommy DeVito, Schooler, Marcus Jones,
Tommy DeVito's agent,
Jack Westover, and Gonzalez. Yeah, that's a pretty good turnout.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Mac Jones had that same event if guys would show out like that. So that's it's a good sign that they all love this kid. I mean, he's an easy guy to like.
Yeah,
you know?
He seems like it. And we'll be interviewing him every week, and so I need to get some tips and pointers on what tickles his fancy, like what topics he's into outside of football.
But you're right; it's a different clubhouse. The way they talk about things compared to how it used to be, right?
You know,
you would never this story would never be a story that anybody would talk about or be allowed to talk about with the old regime.
Right? No,
413 texter. If the quarterback is getting sacked, who needs Christian Gonzalez? I would have traded for Myles Garrett. So that's, you know, back to our previous discussion.
Yeah.
Yes, you would have given up Gonzalez for the pass rusher. Well, I know Ted's worried about the pass rush.
I'm very concerned about the pass rush. I feel a lot better, though, if we had A.J. Brown, so I wouldn't, you know, it would
just
maybe mitigate some of that.
Score 35 a game.
Yeah, just, you know. That's all you got to do. That's exactly right.
So Ted, the one thing that is interesting about how this has all not come down is that you've got now this Myles Garrett news that has been announced. Although, did you say you just saw something? Are you not sure whether or not? There's so many talking heads right now that you don't know what's real and what isn't.
It's the general manager for the Browns saying that it's the deal isn't done yet. But I don't know. I got some things wrong on Twitter last week, so I don't know what's real.
But Ted, I understand why you would think that, because after the Max Crosby thing, like, we don't know. Like, that whole thing was crazy how that went back and forth.
That's true.
And then you've got, like, players, like, telling everybody that they're gone, and then they have to come back, and they feel like jackasses, which is obviously not great.
Well, speaking of that, the medical. So, you remember we had Elliot Shore Parks on from WIP?
Yeah.
Can we just revisit this clip real quick? Do you have any concerns about the knee?
Oh, okay. So, I got to be honest, Ken, this is the one fly in the ointment. Mm-hmm. Out of all the stuff, and I'm like Ted, I've been getting excited about A.J. Brown, because it really changes the dynamic of this team. It makes you always want there to be like one cool new element that you can get excited about. A.J. Brown is that guy. This, however, is the one thing I can't stop thinking about. I'm not saying it's ruining the whole A.J. Brown excitement for me, but let's take a listen, because this was a good clip, and this was, what's his name from Whip?
He's the Eagles reporter, okay. Elliot Shore Parks.
Yeah, so I think AJ and his knees have been a bit of an issue over the past 2 years. Now, he was outstanding in 2024. He was very good in the playoffs, and, you know, he had knee issues throughout the playoffs. Last year, I believe it was Pro Football Focus that had this stat. He didn't have a single play over 20 miles per hour where he ran at that rate, and that was the first time in his career. Now, seeing AJ, you know, throughout the week in the locker room, seeing him at practice, I've seen players that deal with knee injuries during the season, and he didn't look like one of those guys. Like, he's not limping through the locker room. He's not moving slower than he used to. So I think it's something to consider for sure. But, you know, if I was the GM of the Patriots, it's not something that would stop me from trading for him.
I don't want to hear any of that. None of that.
I mean, there's a lot of people that think that that's why other teams aren't interested. Is because of knee concerns.
That does scare me.
Now the Rams are out.
Why does nobody want him?
The Rams have no picks left.
He costs a lot of money. He's older. He's got knee issues, but I think it's something you can manage. Dr. Franke, we had him on last Friday. We asked him about this. Yep. He basically said you could. It's something you can manage. That it's not. It shouldn't be a deal breaker for the Patriots.
Are you shocked nobody else wants him?
A little bit.
But you don't know that nobody else wants him. They had this
We would
bidding.
Have heard something well, if they, somebody wanted
Well, it's 3 months old. They had the bidding process 3 months ago. The Pats came to a tentative agreement for 2028 first. They won, and now they're just trying to keep it quiet for 3 months.
Stiz, have you heard anything about any other team wanting A.J. Brown?
No, it was really the Patriots. And now that you said it like that, that is kind of concerning.
It is. Jackson, have you heard anything out of all the stuff that you've seen out there of any other team wanting him?
Nope. All the speculation is A.J. Brown and the Pats.
Why did you do that? Why did you play that? Now I'm getting all pissed.
Giants, by the way, the Giants, they have Malik Nabers issues. They went out and signed OBJ and Juju today.
So how about that? Did they really?
So they're out of the mix. You're bidding against nobody. So Elliott Wolf might actually be like, you know what? We'll give you a second.
If the Patriots pull this off and don't give up a first round pick, I will just I'll go in, I'll buy Robert Kraft a nice hot dog sliced. I'll go up there. You'll like it, right? I will go up there and buy him a nice. I'll wear his Air Force Ones all around town.
There you go.
I think the sweet spot though is a 2028 first rounder. I feel like it's not next year's first rounder, which could be more valuable.
You'll be in the 20s.
What about conditional? Curtis had this idea this morning. Why don't you do a first if he plays or catches so many passes or, accumulates so many yards?
Even better.
Or if he doesn't, then he's a problem.
Sure.
A second.
That would be nice, but I doubt that they would agree to that.
I agree.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, that's kind of fantasy land, but it would be fantastic if that was
Elliot.
The way.
Elliot, don't be a Breslow.
All right. We are not going anywhere. We're going to be back in 2 minutes, and you know what happens in 2 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. You know what happens. We are right there.
Only 2 more minutes until A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown o'clock is upon us. We are not going anywhere. We'll be back in 2.
Could something go awry? Always.